It should have been just the two of us. That was the way I wanted it. But by Wednesday night, Baba had managed to invite another 24 people. He called his cousin Humayun, he was actually Baba's second cousin, and mentioned he was going to Jalalabad on Friday. And Humayun, who had studied engineering in France and had a house in Jalalabad, said he'd love to have everyone over. He'd bring the kids, his two wives, and while he was at it, cousin Shafiqa and her family were visiting from Herat. Maybe she'd like to tag along, and since she was staying with cousin Nader in Kabul, his family would have to be invited as well, even though Humayun and Nader had a bit of a feud going. And if Nader was invited, surely his brother Farooq had to be asked too, or his feelings would be hurt, and he might not invite them to his daughter's wedding next month. And we filled three vans. I rode with Baba, Rahim Khan, and Kaka Humayun. Baba had taught me at a young age to call any older male Kaka or uncle, and any older female Khala or aunt. Kaka Humayun's two wives rode with us too. The pinch-faced older one with the warts on her hands, and the younger one who always smelled of perfume and danced with her eyes closed, as did Kaka Humayun's twin girls. I sat in the back row, car sick and dizzy, sandwiched between the 7-year-old twins who kept reaching over my lap to slap at each other. The road to Jalalabad is a 2-hour trek through mountain roads winding along a steep drop, and my stomach lurched with each hairpin turn. Everyone in the van was talking loudly and at the same time, nearly shrieking, which is how Afghans talk. I asked one of the twins, Fazila or Karima, I could never tell which was which, if she'd trade her window seat with me so I could get fresh air on account of my car sickness. She stuck her tongue out and said no. I told her that was fine, but I couldn't be held accountable for vomiting on her new dress. A minute later, I was leaning out the window. I watched the crated road rise and fall, whirl its tail around the mountainside, counted the multicolored lorries packed with squatting men lumbering past. I tried closing my eyes, letting the wind slap at my cheeks. I opened my mouth to swallow the clean air. I still didn't feel better. A finger poked me in the side. It was Fazila, or Karima. What? I said. I was just telling everyone about the tournament, Baba said from behind the wheel. Kaka Humayun and his two wives were smiling at me from the middle row of seats. There must have been, what, 100 kites in the sky that day? Baba said. Is that about right, Amir? I guess so, I mumbled. 100 kites, Humayun John, no laugh. And the only one still flying at the end of the day was Amir's. He has the last kite at home, a beautiful blue kite. Hassan and Amir ran it together. Congratulations, Kaka Humayun said. His first wife, the one with the warts, clapped her hands. Wah wah, Amir John, we're so proud of you, she said. The younger wife joined in. Then they were all clapping, yelping their praises, and telling me how proud I'd made them all. Only Rahim Khan, sitting in the passenger seat next to Baba, was silent. He was looking at me in an odd way. Please pull over, Baba, I said. What? Getting sick, I muttered, leaning across the seat, pressing against Kaka Humayun's daughters. Fazila or Karima's face twisted. Pull over, Kaka, his face is yellow. I don't want him throwing up on my new dress, she squealed. Baba began to pull over, but I didn't make it. A few minutes later, I was sitting on a rock on the side of the road as they aired out the van. Baba was smoking with Kaka Humayun, who was telling Fazila or Karima to stop crying. He'd buy her another dress in Jalalabad. I closed my eyes and turned my face to the sun. Little shapes formed behind my eyelids, like hands playing shadows on the wall. They twisted, merged, formed a single image. Hassan's brown corduroy pants discarded on a pile of old bricks in the alley.